We want to be happy, but where do we find guidance on how to find happiness? In what Jesus teaches, or somewhere else? Jesus gives us a blueprint for happiness in Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. If we want to be happy, then should we not follow what Jesus teaches? Matthew was inspired to write his gospel for a Jewish audience who were deeply religious. He summarizes the teachings of Jesus and situates Jesus on a mountain, proclaiming a new law. Moses gave the Israelites the old law. Jesus presents a new law in the Sermon on the Mount. The entire sermon covers three chapters in Matthew's Gospel. In that sermon, Jesus teaches both the disciples and the crowds. Thus, the sermon is meant for all people. The first words of the Sermon on the Mount are, "Blessed," or "happy, are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God." More accurately, the Gospel states, "Happy are those who have poverty of spirit." Blessed means happy. But what does poor in spirit mean? We know that to be poor, to experience injustice, affliction, persecution, misfortune, is not the way to happiness. I looked through my scripture commentaries to get a better understanding of the poor in spirit. The term refers to those called the Anoim, who see God as their only hope of salvation. They are humble people of the earth. They are modest people and faithful to God. They find their security only in God. They know they belong to God despite their hardships. They trust God will act on their behalf because they have confidence in God. Just as Jesus, dying on the cross, trusted his Father. Jesus was poor in spirit. Mary also was the humble handmaid of God. Both the materially poor and wealthy can be poor in spirit, depending only on God for their salvation. On the other hand, the materially poor and materially wealthy might not hope in God for their salvation. Some friends shared this incident about their trip to India. While they were walking along, they encountered a leper. Not only did he have leprosy, but he was badly deformed with his legs twisted backwards up toward his head. He dragged himself along with his hands attached to blocks of wood. As he approached these travelers, he looked up at them and gave them an exceptionally warm and loving smile. These friends were overwhelmed that this man could have been so happy. Surely he was poor in spirit, or one who knew he depended on the Holy or Sacred One. A Trappistine nun from a monastery in Belgium, when she was about 30 years old, was sent with several other Cistercian nuns to found a new monastery in Northern California. In 1962, she and her companions traveled by ship to New York and then worked their way across the United States to Whitethorn, California, where they founded the new monastery. She had left family and friends behind in Belgium, in complete openness to God. She needed to learn the English language. Now in her 90s, she has spent the last 60 years in a contemplative life at this monastery. Surely she also was poor in spirit, one who depended totally on God for her salvation. Many people are concerned about protecting their own rights. I wonder if the poor in spirit care more about the rights of others than about their own. Are they more passionate about their obligation to love others rather than judge them? If we focus only on our rights, do we diminish our ability to love others? At the end of the Sermon on the Mount, several chapters forward, we hear Jesus telling us, "Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise person who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house, but it did not collapse. It had been solidly built on rock, the rock of Christ." Where do we find true happiness? Is it in our material possessions or other enjoyments of a comfortable life? Or is it in becoming poor in spirit? Perhaps this week we can take time to study and reflect on Jesus' guide to happiness, Matthew's Sermon on the Mount. Is Jesus' guidance true? Or shall we look somewhere else? Where do we find happiness? The psalmist prays, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid?"